Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Syndicated radio / TV show simulcast with X Spaces. Some stations join us in about 5 minutes. We have a 1 minute break coming up. Then we'll want another break for 30 minutes. And we're here with Chase Geiser running the X's event. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Who's up next, Chase?
Let's hear from New Glory. New Glory, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's an honor and a privilege. Am I coming in clear?
You are. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, so, you know, I think a lot of people spend a lot of time getting caught in the weeds, pointing fingers at particular individuals, and I think it's important to look at our history to recognize, you know, the arguments between our founding fathers and James Madison. What we have is a problem with federalism. It is a system that constantly expands, and there is a parasite that has attached itself to it because that expansion, and it's Trotskyism, which is essentially Marxism, but instead of being national, it's about going global. And so, pardon me, I was exercising, but what we need to do is rein in this expansionist federal government as our forefathers intended. You know, they allowed to have this federal power, but it was supposed to be restrained. And so once it's dominated our country, you can see with NATO, it is actually going out and trying to conquer the rest of the world.
Well, that's right. Once communists capture a country, they're expansionist, and Trotskyism is the specialty of that. You're dead on.
Yeah, and so, you know, we really have a responsibility as being the free nation to rein it in here at home. And so when you look at examples like Elon Musk being able to, you know, delete 80% of the employees but still have a functioning system, Marxism, communism, all this stuff, it really is like a political cult. And what you have to do is we have to take the money that's being paid to these people, because they get the money and that gets them on the dole. And so then they vote for the party that's feeding them, and they're essentially, you know, obeying their master.
Cancer.
And so, you know, yep. And so once we break the chains from our masters, we will be able to be free once again.
How would you quantify the point in history we're in? How would you describe the current situation?
I would say we are on the precipice of oblivion. You know, to put it plainly, we have toiled, you know, with our labors and great innovation, and we've essentially built the Tower of Babel. And on top of it are these figures that are like Nimrod, and they're creating AI, and that is the bow of technology, and they're about to loose the arrow of AI because they are trying to, you know, contest God. And usually, you know, it ends in great failure, and everybody gets divided into tribalism. And you can see that happening in a lot of cultures.
Well, that's right. There's a fascinating Ray Kurzweil clip where Ray Kurzweil goes, "No one's spying on you." He goes, "All the phones are wide open." He goes, "Well, we'll make them perfect." No, they're designed to spy. And Ray Kurzweil can barely talk, and he's like the god of these people. So they've turned all this stuff loose, but they don't control it themselves.
No, they don't. And another thing we have to deeply consider is that a lot of people think they're very smart because they're natural narcissists. You know, most political agents are, you know, sociopaths. And so they think that they're in control and that they're using AI as a tool. But a lot of key manipulators, they will be able to give rewards to their subordinates. So the subordinate thinks that they're doing what is best for them, but really the manipulator is doing what is their achievement and their goal. And so AI could be using humans to build itself, to build.
Absolutely. And it uses a social credit score to do that. Almost like an alien laid an egg here and it's taking us over. Really, really smart points. Amazing. Get his information too. I want to get this guy on as a guest. What's your name again?
New Glory. You can find me at New Glory Cometh here on X.
We're going to get him on, too. I love this. Going to talk to all these amazing, smart people. All right, some stations join us. 60-second break. Right back with more of your comments live, uncensored, unfiltered. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Human Rebellion against the New World Order. We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We're one of the top makers. We said we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Get it on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Back to your live comments on X on my syndicated radio TV transmission. We got the old school, the new school, all here together. Before going any further, remember we're listener supported and have amazing products that will empower your life at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for 6 months, now back in stock. Incredible, next level ingredients that will empower your life. Survival Shield X3 back in stock. 40% off all three types, including deep crystal iodine, what it does to your cells, your brain, your body. It isn't a stimulant, but it allows your body to be stimulated, and it does incredible things. It takes a few weeks to kick in if you haven't ever taken it. It's very powerful. X3, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 is the number to call. Got any questions? Want to order over the phone? And we also are selling out of the incredible 10-hour clean energy that's time release, no letdown, amazing. Turbo Force discounted at InfoWarsStore.com as well. So get your Turbo Force and support the InfoWar today. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com and X3 back in stock. 40% off. All right, the mighty Chase Geyser is running this X event. And Chase, before we go back to these commenters, anything else you'd like to add about what we're just discussing? I'm really impressed by the quality of points these people are making.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a whole new world that we're in with X spaces, and colors are always great, but it's a completely different segment of our audience that we get to talk to. This is really exciting. The Kurzweil stuff's interesting because I watched the Singularity documentary about Raymond Kurzweil that came out maybe 15 years ago with my dad in high school. I remember watching it. And the guy is an absolutely impressive inventor, thinker, things of that nature. But it just strikes me all the time how incredibly bright some of the most wrong people are so often about things. And I think he said on the Joe Rogan podcast, I was listening to it last night with Rob here in my office, he takes like 49 supplements a day, and he doesn't look like he takes any InfoWars supplements because he's not looking so good, man.
Well, since you mentioned that, I'm sure all the great ex-commenters are happy to hold because I want to play this. There, Joe Rogan, yesterday it was released. He taped it a couple days ago just miles from where I'm sitting here in South Austin. And he's got Ray Kurzweil, the head futuristic Google, the inventor of the scanner, the guy that says he's going to bring his father back from the dead with AI, but he doesn't have his dad's genetics, his dad's statements. I mean, you could try to claim that now if you record everybody for their lifetime and have their genetics. Maybe you can create a facsimile that fools somebody, but it's just delusional. And I ended up yesterday when I saw it post, I watched most late last night. I stayed up late watching it. I watched most of the interview with Ray Kurzweil, and I thought he came off as brain dead. And then he's sitting there trying to tell Joe, oh, no, you're about to see it. Well, it'll be totally pure privacy. And he starts out, your phone already has privacy. The phones are like no front doors on your house or living in a glass house. I mean, the car is all by law. Track where you go and what you do and sell it to the insurance corporations and everybody else. That's how Dinesh D'Souza, a couple years ago, the 2022 election and 2020 election, went and paid telecoms and just towns they picked to then show the mules going and picking up at the safe houses the ballots filled out, the names of dead people, and then how they went and dumped off the hundreds of ballots around the town. He only picked a few towns. He didn't have that much money, so he picked a few cities, and it was the same thing. I mean, these things are totally tracked. Here's Ray Kurzweil lying to people and saying, no, it's all great. It's total freedom. It's total this. It's total that. No, it's giving over your life and your decisions to a pre-programmed system. So the AI's real weakness is that it's programmed. These people look at Gemini and Google. Overnight erasing all white people. We've got new videos out in places like New Jersey. They're going in and erasing all of the black criminals. And I'm not against black people. It's just this so dangerous. And saying they're white so they can falsify the statistics that whites are the people committing the crime. I mean, it's information warfare. And their plan is to totally overwhelm us. We're two men can have a baby and all the rest of this we just give up. We're not going to give up. We're going to navigate this and not be slaves. Here is the clip of Joe Rogan with Ray Kurzweil.
Yes, we can create privacy that's virtually unbreakable, and you could keep the privacy to yourselves.
But can you do that as technology scales upward? If it continues to move? I mean, it's difficult. Like, your phone. Like, anyone can listen to you on your phone. And, I mean, anyone who has a significant technology.
No, actually, it has pretty good technology already. You can't really read someone else's phone.
You definitely could. Yeah, if you have Pegasus, you could hack into your phone easily. Not hard at all. The new software that they have, all they need is your phone number. All they need is your phone number, and they can look at every text message you send, every email you send. They can look at your camera. They can turn on your microphone. Easy.
We have ways of keeping total privacy, and if it's not built into your phone now, it will be.
Right, but it's definitely not built into your phone now. With the security people that really understand the capabilities of intelligence agencies, they 100% can listen to your phone, 100% can turn on your camera, 100% can record your voice.
Yes and no. I mean, we have an ability to keep total privacy in a device.
But from who? You can keep privacy from me because I don't have access to your device. But if I was working for an intelligence agency and I had access to a Pegasus program, I am in your device. Now, I've talked to people.
Only because it's not perfect.
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. I'm going to play the clip and go back to your comments on X. The Internet is designed to be promiscuous. All the smart devices, from your refrigerator to your car to your smart TV, everything is designed to grab the data and sell it, and it's a huge second market to all the companies. I just showed you AP yesterday that insurance companies are being given the data by the car companies and the government. So it goes to the car company, the government, and then they sell it to everybody because they all want it. AI is the Internet of Things. It operates off of having connections to everything. That's the whole point of it. So it's like saying a whale does not live in the ocean and is not a mammal. Well, yeah, it is. Or birds do not fly in the air. Or water is not H2O. I mean, it is. Chase, I want to get a quick comment from you, and I'll go back to the rest of the clip. And I talked to Joe about this. I'm not going to tell you what he told me, but I'll tell you my opinion. It's the same as Joe's. This guy never gets questioned. He comes off as a senile boob. All he is this Yuval Noah Harari, 1.0. Just saying, oh, it's God, give in to it, it knows everything, it's perfect, invest in it, and it's all a fraud, they'll probably destroy us. I mean, just sit to watch Ray Kurzweil say, oh, first, your phones are totally safe. And Joe's like, no, they're not. Well, actually, they will be. Nah, nah, nah. When they're designed to report on you, Chase.
Absolutely. You know, what I did for years, since 2016 until before I worked here, Alex, was I owned a social media advertising business. I spent and managed millions upon millions of dollars in ad spend for clients in over 30% of the world's countries. And interesting story that relates to this, if you think your data is private, we had some family friends in Southern California who, while they were on vacation, their house was robbed by a professional team of burglars. And they were using sign language, and they spoke a little bit of Spanish, but they were lens flaring the cameras. Nobody knew who they were. Nobody recognized them. We had the footage, and we knew the dialect of Spanish that they were speaking. So what I did was I knew all the jewelry that they had stolen because it was a family jeweler that made the jewelry that was stolen. So I was able to take designs of jewelry made by that jeweler, run outbound ads in Spanish saying that we pay cash for jewelry, featuring the type of jewelry that we knew that they had. And they, several of them, filled out a lead form with their contact information, and we were able to turn them into the police. Now, the police didn't do anything about it, but we were able to target people recently at that specific house who spoke the specific dialect of Spanish to run these ads to them.
And that's a human using technology, you know, 6-7 years ago. It's light years ahead of that.
Absolutely. So there is no privacy, and we've known that ever since Edward Snowden came out. And
well, that's why they scan you at the airport. They admitted that 15 years ago. It's for the face scanning, algorithm scanning, biometric scanning, where they know your walk. Oh, you cover your face up. They don't care. They've already got your walk down because they already scanned your body.
Yeah. Well, what's even more alarming to me?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Knowing about what you're doing, what you're talking about. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and then you see an ad for that thing on Google? That happens.
Yes, but...
So something's going on where it's listening to your conversations. It's picking up on keywords.
It's not picking up on everything.
No, it's not okay. Yet.
It's well, it's not unless it wants to. Like I said, if they're using a program... an intelligence program to gather information from your phone. It is. And you're basically, you got a little spy that you carry around with you everywhere you go.
So, yeah, a little devil, a little guardian devil. So I've been telling you this for decades. It's all admitted. And Ray's like, well, it doesn't listen to everything. Only what it's programmed to listen to. It's recording everything. It's creating a list of everything. Where you go, what you buy, who you talk to, what you do, and people can't seem to get that through your heads. Joe Rogan just handed Ray Kurzweil's ass to him. We created all this technology. These gurus just sit over it and make billions of dollars and then lie to us. But you look at Ray Kurzweil, he's a joke. And Sergey Brin and Larry Page and Eric Schmidt, they're all jokes. They're creating our own destruction. They got all this power. They stole all this control. And now they got to build bunkers because they screwed the world up so bad. And he sits there with his little rainbow suspenders like a cute little old man. It's disgusting. All right, let's go back to the X, folks, the rest of the hour. Thanks for waiting. I just wanted to get that out there. Who's up next? Chase Geyser.
Let's hear from Aaron Friedman. He's been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself, Aaron, and share what you have to say.
Yeah, thank you. First time talking to you, Alex. This is unrelated to what you were talking about, but I still think this is very important. There is a three-month-old child on the terror watch list because the father of the child was January 6th on the Capitol. And
now that all ties into the social credit score and the grid of control. And now the attorney general's having to sue Wells Fargo because they're kicking all the gun stores off there. Yeah, it's totally pertinent.
Right. So I know the executive director of the National Air Marshals Council, Sonia Lobosco. I think it would be great for you to interview her. I can get you guys connected. If you would like to interview her, she knows all about it. She can tell you all about the air marshals being abused on the southern border, busing illegals, giving them drinks with sandwiches. The 78%.
Yeah, they're nannies. They're nannies for the illegals and the human smugglers.
Exactly. 78% of the air flights nowadays is not even covered. It used to be much higher than that. It used to be that basically most of the...
Yeah, you get put in
the
body scanner, your balls get grubbed, but the border is wide open with smuggle kids.
Exactly. So this is—I feel like this is prime time for terrorists. I mean, they know the policies. They are looking at these kinds of things, and they know what's up. So, if a terrorist were to look at these kinds of policies, they would be a fool if they want to commit terrorist attacks, not to commit one.
And because right logic's been murdered, when the terrorists attack, the government will take more of our rights, like New York, defund the police, let the criminals out of jail, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and then they put troops in the subways taking everybody's rights. See how it works?
Yeah, exactly. So if you were interested, I could get you guys in touch, connected, and you could interview her because she knows everything about it. It's literally her job to take care of these kinds of things.
We'd love to have her on. How do people find you?
Well, you can find me right here on Twitter. You can find me at AaronPolitidoxy. I will contact her, let her know about it, and I will get you guys in touch.
All right, thank you. Next up.
Let's hear from formerfeds.org. Former Feds, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, Alex. Brad Geyer here at Former Feds. We are a 501c3 that is fueled by thousands of members who are vaccine injured and also who were tortured and killed in the hospital protocols. We are all volunteers. And yesterday, we referred packages to 21 DAs recommending prosecution that be forwarded to the Attorney General of Texas. This is our second effort in this regard. There was an initial letter that was sent to the Florida Attorney General. It got bottled up. We were able to get it back channeled to Ladapo, the Surgeon General. He's made subsequent helpful comments about.
No, that's great. And they've got a good Surgeon General there in Florida. We need Nuremberg 2.0, don't we?
Well, yes, it's going to take a long time. We have a plan for that. I think the plan is going to require in 2025 we have to retool all of our enforcement agencies around procurement fraud, grant fraud, science fraud, file 500 cases, be careful about grandiose or hyperbolic statements we make about what those cases mean, but just get them filed. And then that'll be a foundation for extending into some of the conduct that got us here. What people don't know is in 2008-09, the $1.2 trillion in stimulus and the $600 billion in TARP reimbursement was used to rewire the U.S. government and rewire our economy so that basically enforcement was shut down. That's how it's so easy now for the FBI and Homeland Security to be running around going after all these parading grandmas. They're not going after science fraud. They're not going after big pharma fraud. Sans just some narrow.
And by the way, that's what Fauci said in 2018 on C-SPAN. I played the clip like 10 times. He said we're going to blow up the old system and bring in mRNA, and now they're going to make the new flu shot mRNA this year. I mean, you're right. This is a criminal takeover.
And they're blitzing us across the platform. So our nonprofit supported me in entering an appearance last night in the Steve Baker case. That's January 6th. I previously represented Ken Harrelson in the first Oath Keepers trial. And also I'm local counsel on the Amos Miller case with Robert Barnes. That's another organization that's doing tremendous work. His team is phenomenal protecting independent farmers and the food supply. But I want to thank you for inspiring us for all these very many years and for a couple decades, really. Your prescient predictions, you, sir, are quite the fortune teller. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, brother, I'd love to say I'm smart. I learned very young that, like 35 years ago, the globalists were taking over. I had family that had worked for them that told me I should fight them. And so I'm not prescient. I have their enemy plan. It'd be like if I was given the other team's playbook. And we just have to have the courage to admit the playbook is horrible. It's scary, but we have the playbook. I think we can beat them. What do you think?
I think we're on our way to beating them. I think what they did not expect was that these poor widows who had their loved ones and next of kin, friends of people that were tortured or killed in the hospitals, that instead of crumbling and cowering and disappearing, they are now out in force at our hospitals protesting.
That's right. And now Governor Cuomo is about to be in front of Congress.
No question. I think the tide is beginning to turn, or certainly the large grinding wheels are starting to grind to a halt.
I'd love to have you on, too. Man, we got amazing people. Get this guy's name and number. I've actually heard your name. I've actually once said I want to get you on as a guest. So come on with Robert Barnes next week, sir. We love you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex, for all you do.
Guys, write his name and information down. Get him, too. Wow, these exes. We've had some great exes with Adrian Dittman and others, but I think this is so far the best ex yet. What do you think, Chase?
Yeah, this has been a very, very good one. It's so cool to see everybody from the audience get the opportunity to speak. And all these different insights is just, you have to have that back and forth. You have to have the two-way street. Otherwise, it's just sort of shouting into the abyss, and this is how we grow.
Plus, I mean, it's just, listen how these people are on the march. I mean, they're taking action.
It only feels different.
All right, more of your ex comments live, unfiltered. We come right back after break and tell everybody you know, tune in. Stay with us. Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock with the strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we
look at some of these headlines on Infowars.com right now, the new headlines. Illegal alien crime victims could sue sanctuary cities under proposed GOP bill. Watch angry parents push back against school secret LGBT club for third graders. It's a secret sex club for third graders. John Stewart calls all Trump supporters effing redcoats in angry, divisive rant. How pathetic. Several New York City employees arrested in COVID benefit fraud bush. Governor DeSantis deploys Florida State Guard to the southern border to help stop hordes of Haitian illegals. RNC co-chair Laura Trump preventing cheating in November is top RNC priority. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. Chase Geiser here on the Alex Jones Show. Who's up next on X?
Christian has been waiting patiently. Christian, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say if you're still there.
Awesome. Yeah, that's an honor to be here. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Honor is all mine, Christian. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to kind of touch base on less about the kind of political aspect of the state of the country and the state of the world, but more about like the cultural / historical. And one thing I really love that you speak about, Alex, is the Great Awakening. And it really seems like that the tides really are turning. That though the Satanists have been in control for the control of the country since at least the turn of the century, it seems that the people are finally waking up. And it seems that the people are finally turning back to God and realizing that unless we have God on our side and unless we as a nation turn back to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, even Joe Rogan said 2 weeks ago, we need Jesus.
Yeah, and I've even had atheist friends in my past who have followed Joe Rogan, and it seems that him turning to Christ as well is also affecting them. And this Great Awakening, I know amongst the younger generation that, you know, we've kind of had more of an onslaught of disinformation and misinformation than any other prior generation in the past. But at the same time, it seems that that the people who are righteous, who are turning to Christ, are the most righteous generation. And I think it's interesting to note that these really are the last days and that a righteous generation is truly rising up and that we are going to save our nation by turning our hearts and our minds back to Christ.
No, I hear you, but let me just say something here, because I don't go after what mainline preachers say or any of that. I go off the Spirit, but I've also been to a ton of Sunday school, read the Bible, studied it, and it's prophetic and it's profound and it's inspired by God. But look at Nineveh and look at Jonah. They get a 100-year reprieve. So we are predestined. God gave us free will, but knows how it ends. But it's almost like choose your adventure. There's different future potentials. Like in Dune, which is, you know, a great writer. The films are never as good as the book. Everybody should read Dune. His next few books on that, I've read the whole series, are okay. You can tell you're just mailing it in. But Dune is really heavy and lets you into the mindset of the globalists, but also what's really going on. And it's that... Paul Atreides, once he accesses his full male line's genetic memory, which we all have but can't access, he then sees all the future paths. But then he also understands his decisions and others make determinations on that path. So imagine having all that knowledge and being able to see the future paths, but understanding that it's foggy at certain points because you don't know what free will is going to do. So Paul Atreides in that archetype is not a god, but he's beginning to be able to at least see some of what God sees. He can't interpret it all, but he's now been given godlike vision. And so, yes, there's many antichrists. There's one final antichrist, the Bible tells us. And the antichrist is always trying to put his signal out, his signature out. But we have to understand that it could be 500 years or next year. It could be 10 million years or it could be next week. We are determining through this the future. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I really love what you just said, and I think it's really interesting that as these dual oppositions between the Great Reset and the Great Awakening, I'm actually really hopeful for the future. I'm actually really positive. I have a really good outlook on the future of us as a nation. While the slave class further relies on the government, while they slowly detach themselves from God.
Well, that's right. There's going to be a separation of the wheat from the chaff, the sheep from the goats, the gold from the pewter. There's a splitting happening.
Absolutely. And I think like how you said about Paul Atreides, how he's able to kind of access the memories of his ancestors and he's able to see the future because he knows more about the past. I think that we can also have God-given gifts given to us. And that as we turn our minds and our hearts back to our ancestors in the same way it says in the book of Malachi that in the last days that I will turn the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest the whole earth be smitten with a curse. And as we turn our hearts and minds towards God, I really do think that there's going to be a righteous branch that grows and we're going to have more spiritual power. We're going to have more visions. We're going to have the ability to really come closer to God.
The young will have visions and the old men will have dreams. Thank you so much. Great points. Chase, you want to comment on that?
I'm really glad that you brought up Dune. It's been a really inspirational story for me watching these last couple of movies. I read the book, of course, years ago. But whenever I think of Dune, the first thing that comes to mind is the famous line, "We are House Atreides. There is no call we do not answer. There is no faith that we betray." And it really reminds me of this patriot movement where we're often put between a rock and a hard place. It always seems like things are going to be incessantly more and more difficult, but we seem to prevail in the end. So
and it has that Alamo moment where Duke Leto gets killed. That's a sacrifice that has to happen. It all follows the same pattern. So we see that and think this is so true because it's an archetype of reality.
Absolutely. Powerful, powerful stuff. It's crazy how fiction can tell the truth.
Anything else? I interrupted you.
No, that's it.
All right, who's up next?
Okay, let's hear from Bill. Bill's been waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say, Bill.
Hey, y'all. Wherever y'all, good afternoon, good evening, whatever. Alex, man, 22 years I've been listening to you, brother. A pleasure, honor. No need to respond. This is not obligatory, whatever. But, dude, love you. And I guess my main question comes about, and I know this is off topic, but it's all related. It comes about CERN. And I've done a lot of research on CERN. And I know that Donald Trump's uncle, John G. Trump, was involved with, you know, the MIT stuff, with Tesla stuff.
He definitely was. He headed up the secret project with the Tesla technology.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if you could shed a little bit more light, because in my head it's like I'm loose ends together, because I guess, can you shed any light on that for me, man?
Well, I mean, specifically, there's different factions on the planet. And there's good factions, bad factions, opportunistic factions. But there's this current globalist faction is going down. So you can say, is Elon Musk trying to take over that faction, or is he with us? It doesn't matter. He's bringing down the old faction. Then if he turns against us, we'll turn against him. I mean, I would say Elon Musk right now is probably more important than Trump, because Trump is so embattled, and Trump is older. So it all remains to be seen.
Okay. Now, I hate to follow up with another question, man, but 5G, dude. Man, I know so many people that have stroked out, that have had issues.
All you got to know about 5G is in all the studies it causes cancer and serious health problems. It's super bad.
That's what I was thinking. Dude, thank you so much, Alex. Seriously, pleasure. I'll be here every day listening.
God bless you. Yeah, folks, they hide the 5G towers and power poles, you name it. If you live near one, get the hell away from it. And I'm not a violence guy. I don't want to hurt people. But, man, I just get a smile on my face all over the world where they're tearing those sumbitches down. I'm not saying you should go do that yourself, but it's a weapon. It's super bad for you. Scrambles your DNA, fries you. It's absolutely horrible. All right, Chase, who's up next?
You're from Sir Mayhor. Go ahead, unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thanks. My name is Sir Major. Been checking out Alex Jones for years now. Alex, I just wanted to quickly say that, you know, you've been a strong, dominant voice in alternative media. I hate to use that word. And you, people can say what they want about you. The reality is that a lot of stuff you say come out to be true, right? They like to paint you as some conspiracy theorist or whatever. But at the end of the day, when it comes to vaccinations and a lot of the stories, top stories, you expose government corruption, you've been right on, and you've educated so many millions of us. I like to say that I am an activist. I started off with BLM as a Black Lives Matter activist. I'm a reparationist fighting for reparations in America, because I do believe that Black Americans should be repaired for the harm and the profit off of this country, off of that.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Anything you want. All right, up next.
All right, let's hear from Based Boys Media next. Based Boys, are you guys still there?
We are here, live in the flesh. Thanks for giving us the mic. I just want to say regarding the Trump case, I'm extremely optimistic with this case. You know, if Scott McAfee doesn't throw this case out due to the corruption of Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, Trump has a strong case. He's got the First Amendment, and then, you know, even Georgia state law protects him. He's allowed to petition with the Secretary of State. By law, he can call Brad Raffensperger to get those 11,000 votes, so completely legal. And then another big win, I think, is, you know, you mentioned this already, Alex, is Laura Trump is the co-chair, along with Michael Whatley. I think that's a huge win because she's, you know, making a pledge to go after, you know, election integrity. And we didn't get that from Ronna Romney McDaniel, so I'm hoping that Laura Trump can step up with Michael Whatley and take. What are your thoughts on that, Alex?
No, I mean, it's good. The whole MAGA movement's taken over the Republican Party. Trump did a really bad endorsement earlier this week. He got advised to do that. Overall, you know, Trump does not do a lot of research. He already knows what he knows. He watches a lot of TV. But, you know, he does some good things. He does some bad things. But, yeah, I think it's definitely pissing off the neocons and Trotskyites and Democrats because we the people are taking over the Republican Party.
Yeah, 100%. You know, my prediction is if they're not able to steal the election from Trump, I mean, I don't know if they can blatantly do it with the massive MAGA support. Maybe they go down ballots, get majority of the House and Senate, make it Trump or make it difficult for Trump to do anything outside of, you know, an executive order. Now, you discuss all the time, like, the taking away the Insurrection Act, and you know, doing a race war, what's the best possible scenario you see? I mean, you know, you see these scenarios of we're not going to have an election in 2024. What's the best possible scenario you see?
Well, look, I mean, we're about to win this election. Even the Democrats admit that. So they may expand a war. They may crash the economy, do a power outage. I mean, I'm not sure what they're going to pull. I know they've been pre-programming is cyber attacks. They blame on Russia, massive censorship, all the rest of them. They're not going to get power up easily. But as the world turns against them and realizes that they can't collapse the economy and impose as saviors to bring in the Great Reset, then they'll never be able to get the Great Reset done. So we're winning just by waking up. I mean, it's a process.
100%. Well, hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call and giving me the mic.
I appreciate you. Up next.
Let's hear next from Dave Lugo. Dave, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Long-time listener. I just wanted to talk about the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. You and I did an interview for my documentary Sensational a few years back, and we covered this a little bit, but I think not many people really understand how important this is, and the precursor, the Smith-Moon Modernization Act. This has been a slow rollout to censor the public and to really kind of put this globalist plan into effect, and I think you know, a lot of people need to start looking into that law a lot more, because it's kind of like the holy grail for these guys. You know, it was the key to let them start doing what they were doing, and thank God for Elon Musk stepping up a little bit. But what are your thoughts on maybe doing like a master class on that law?
No, I agree with you. Chase, you want to comment on that?
I wasn't paying attention. I was adding speakers. I'm sorry, Alex.
No, you're absolutely right. People need to research what's going on. That's really important. I mean, what do you think the deep state's going to pull to stop the American people?
Well, I think that we're seeing it come out. You know, I'm a film producer. As I said, I started out with A Good American. I found on your site. I've, you know, worked with Mike Cernovich. I've worked with Jack Posobiec on documentaries. And we're seeing AI come out because I think there are some people in Hollywood who are waking up. You know, Amsterdam's a great example of that. They talk about eugenicists at the end of the film. And I think they're getting scared. You know, I think they're getting scared that people are starting to wake up and send these messages to the people. So they're amplifying it. They're pushing for AI to come in. They're pushing for more government censorship. Look what they're doing to you. They can't let us, you know, they can't let our culture be what it was. So they need to take.
Well, the globalists have broken the social contract, and instead of backing off, they're building bunkers and going to war with us. Very stupid path they're going down. Thank you so much. Next up.
All right, let's hear next from Globalist Double Agent. Go ahead, Globalist Double Agent.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, so my comment is for the Ukraine-Russia conflict. As most people realize, and some people don't, the propaganda machine isn't pointed at Russia. It's pointed squarely at North America. And the first...
That's right, they use Russia as the excuse to then say, we're all bad, and then brainwash us.
Oh, yeah, and Ukraine's been winning the whole time despite massive casualties and whatnot. But the latest, you know, thing is this whole nuclear war narrative that's coming out, right? The globalists, the militaries, NATO, and Russia know that that is a no-win situation for them. If they use nukes, we're all done. The game's over. Nobody gets anything. What I believe NATO is pushing for is a full-scale conventional war against Russia, because both Russia and the United States and NATO, they feel like they have the better conventional weapons. And there's this kind of sense of security that North Americans have because we keep thinking about World War II and we have the oceans to protect us and whatnot, but that just isn't the case these days. And the biggest thing the globalists and, you know, NATO would want, I mean, in reality, to gain control over the general public, would be Russian conventional strikes on North America. Can you imagine what that would do to the psyche of the general public?
Well, Russia said in their doctrine, when they're outnumbered and surrounded, they'll use nuclear weapons. So, yeah, that's the crazy town we're coming into.
Yes, and if conventional strikes, mind you, happen, because they're going to go toe-to-toe with their weaponry. I really feel this is how it's going to go down. And they may go to war for a year or two, but once we start seeing strikes in U.S. cities and Canadian cities and throughout North America, that's going to trigger martial law. It's going to trigger lockdowns. It's going to be...
I mean, let me say something. There's not going to be a limited nuclear war. As soon as a tactical nuclear weapon gets used... within hours, there'll be a regional, and within a day or less, there'll be full worldwide nuclear war. And India and Pakistan are going to nuke each other, and India and China are going to go to war, and there'll be a nuclear winter, and we'll lose 90% of the world's population in the first year from the collapse of civilization. Nuclear reactors will melt down. They will explode. The surface of the Earth will be unlivable. We'll be lucky if civilization ever comes back.
It really is a no-win situation, and I really believe they know this, and they're counting on going toe-to-toe conventionally with each other to see who's got, you know.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's the agreement that Putin keeps saying. If we're being defeated, we will use nuclear weapons, which is Russian doctrine and Western doctrine as well.
Man, I really hope not. Anyway, I despise the globalists. I love you, Alex, and thanks for doing all your great work.
Thank you. This has been amazing. All right, Chase, who's up next?
Let's try to go to Sean ... Sean, are you still with us? Looks like he might have stepped away. So we're going to go on to Lady D. Lady D, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great to hear you live and all that great stuff. Thanks for your fight. Thanks for making us aware.
Thank you.
Hey, Ryan. I thought I'd ask about Ryan Garcia. And, you know, his courage and the way he's just talking, just almost like you and anyone else has come up and, you know, decided to talk about Bohemian Grove or just everything going on.
Well, look, another thing is Ryan Garcia. He's a handsome young man, former champion in his weight class. I listened to the whole thing last week. He sounds like he's having a mental breakdown. I'm not saying they don't rape kids at Bohemian Grove. I didn't see that when I snuck in. I'm not saying the globalists don't do that. We know about the human trafficking. He just wasn't very specific, and then now he's all cryptic, and, you know, I would like to hear him elaborate on that.
Yeah, I really find some truth and strength in what he's doing, and I think it is a perfect time for everyone, you know what? So, yeah.
No. Listen, if he was raped at Bohemian Grove, or made to watch rape at Bohemian Grove, mm-hmm. I would like him to say it happened in this year, and I was there, and people asked him, and then you listen to him on the tape. I think people, whether it's a publicity stunt for a fight coming up, I don't think that's it. I think he was having a breakdown. Or maybe he was raped there. Or maybe he saw rape. Maybe he's having a breakdown because of that. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. I welcome him on the show. I welcome him to elaborate on the specifics. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. He wants friends. He wants people to trust and believe in him right now. Yeah. Sounds great.
All right, well, thank you so much. All right, Chase Geyser, who do we got coming up as a fourth-hour host? Jason Burmes is always loaded for bear, always does a great presentation. And then in about an hour and 5 minutes from now, or 4 minutes from now, Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m., The War Room, Infowars.com/show. We can do 5 more minutes. Should we go to more people, Chase?
Let's do it. We got some good people lined up.
We're going to go to break, join some stations after this. Remember, we're still on commercial. You know, remember old-fashioned radio and TV? I didn't watch you. You listened to it, you watched it. Well, we're still on broadcast TV and radio. Remember that? All right, we're going to come back, go right to a few more comments from X. Please remember, InfoWarsStore.com, the amazing X3, sold out for 6 months, back in stock, 40% off, and Turbo Force on sale as well. X3 and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.